This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
But joining us right now on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline as we get ready for the NFL draft and the Browns first pick coming on Friday at pick 54, ESPN NFL insider. He is with his 30th NFL draft covered for ESPN. Ladies and gentlemen, Sal Palantonio joins us on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Sal Pal, good morning to you.
Oh, good morning. That was a great introduction. How are you guys doing?
We're doing wonderful, and thank you very much. I got a question to ask you. This is way off the beaten path. Here we go. Have you ever sat courtside for an NBA game?
Oh, yeah, several times in Philadelphia and in New York. Absolutely. I covered some Sixers back when Allen Iverson was in the heyday, the NBA Finals against the L.A. Lakers. I actually was pressed into service with Stuart Scott. That was a lot of fun. But I also, as a fan, I just, you know, enjoy. I really like watching the NBA up close. And if you can score a ticket and sit courtside, it's definitely the place to be.
Well, we had a lady last night at the Cavs game. Cavs up 2-0 over the Magic. She got trampled on by one of the Magic hated players, one of our new big rivals, Mo Wagner, and it would appear that as he was getting up, she gave him an innocent enough little kick back out onto the court.
What a way to say it.
Sal, would you ever get into it with the players if they landed on you, especially the other team?
No.
I think he thinks that's the dumbest question he's going to be asked this week.
That's pretty high up there, though. That's good. Might not be the dumbest, but that's pretty good. You're definitely in the running for the dumbest question I've gotten this week.
So you just allow
definitely
it. You
would, in the running.
You just you allow know, it to happen, Sal.
You might not get the T-shirt, but you're going to get the hat. One of the top stupidest questions I've gotten this week. But no, I would not get into it with any player. I wouldn't get in with anybody. Nobody. Coach, player, fan, my wife. Nobody. I don't care. Who would it?
Sal Palantonio joining us on the show. Well, we had to get you on record, Sal Pal. Thank you very much for that part.
I appreciate that very much, that public service. Now we got that out.
See,
of
we needed more Sal Pals at the Malice in the Palace.
Yeah,
we wouldn't have had – and his last name's Pal. I mean, come on.
Yeah, it's
he's not going to get into it with anybody.
Yeah, you're really reaching now. So I think, you know, you mentioned the 30th draft. This might actually – 32nd overall. I did with two at the Philadelphia Inquirer, 30 with ESPN. I've been very proud to be the lead reporter in the field for ESPN during the draft in the NFL season now for 30 years. And I think this is the most fascinating and intriguing draft I've ever covered for a lot of different reasons.
Really?
Yes. The first and foremost, I always believe that the draft is more about the teams than the college prospects. Where are these teams? How desperate are they? What do they need? What can they actually get? And here we are. The NFL, I think, is at a crossroads in many, many levels. Number one, back-to-back Super Bowl winners in Kansas City. How are you going to dethrone Andy Reid? He just got an extension yesterday. We were texting this morning, congratulating each other on extensions. And Patrick Mahomes II. How in the world are you going to dethrone those guys? Number two, the NFL has seen a four-year steady decline in points scored per game. It's now down to 45 points per game. That's the lowest in 4 years. You have a crisis. GMs know it. Coaches know it. The NFL is concerned about it. You had 66 quarterbacks start a game last year, 68 the year before, 134 quarterbacks start a game in the last 2 years. The league is desperate for quarterbacks. They don't know how to really develop them. So, you know, we always say it takes 3 years really for a draft class to really bear fruit. Well, look at the draft class of 2021, the top of that draft class. Four out of the five quarterbacks that were drafted in the first round 3 years ago have been traded for day three picks. Only Trevor Lawrence remains with his original team, the Jacksonville Jaguars. There's a crisis in the National Football League of points scored and quarterback availability. And when you have that and you have this particular draft where there's going to be a lot of quarterbacks overdrafted, I think this is a fascinating draft. It's intriguing to me.
Well, see, now you gave me a whole bunch of other questions that I didn't even know I was going to ask you. Sal Palantonio joining us on the show. To move forward, then, should we move back? Should guys get to wait a little bit before they start, or is that just unrealistic at this point?
It's so unrealistic, right? You answered your question, and you're absolutely right. We all know it. You know it. I know it. We're in agreement on that. It's so unrealistic. Hey, the times in which we live, people want things to happen now. They happen now in their real lives or, you know, in their fake lives on their phone. So that's one. Two, there's so much money now being poured into the league through their gambling interests, through their TV contracts. There's so much money on the line. There's so little patience in the front offices with what's going on. Look at the Justin Fields situation. I mean, the Chicago Bears blew it with Justin Fields. He's a pretty good talent that needed time to develop, and they didn't put players around him to succeed. And the coaching staff really didn't help him that much. That's a perfectly good example. Another good example, San Francisco pays so much for Trey Lance, and then he gets hurt, and then they give up on him. And, you know, they get lucky with Brock Purdy. It's crazy. And, you know, look at Denver. What did the Denver Broncos trade for Zach Wilson tell us about the state of the league, the state of the Broncos, and this draft in particular? Well, one, the Broncos are lost in the weeds. The Broncos have had 79 losses in the last 7 years. They're in the top five in losses. Mm-hmm. They go through offensive coordinators and coaches. They traded Russell Wilson for Zach Wilson in a span of 12 months, which is crazy. But it also tells us that at the top of the draft, the pivot point, the New England Patriots at number three are asking for a king's ransom for teams to move up to number three to draft a quarterback. The Vikings, desperate for a quarterback. The Broncos, desperate for a quarterback. The Giants at six, all desperate for a quarterback, all talking to the Patriots, and the Patriots have said to them basically, we want a haul of draft picks that will change the look of our franchise for the foreseeable future. We got to get back to the so-called dynasty level, and we can only do that with a haul of picks. So the Broncos have been on the phone with them, and they found out they can't get up to go get a quarterback, so they're so desperate. They trade for Zach Wilson. Now, I've been around Zach Wilson a lot. I've seen a lot of his games. You know, I only live about 60 miles from 16W from MetLife Stadium, so I go up and cover a lot of Jets games. And he's just been so poorly coached and put in such a bad position for so long, I don't know if he can be a reclamation project or not. Mm-hmm. But the Broncos are so desperate that they would go out and get Zach Wilson as a quote-unquote insurance policy because the Patriots are asking for so much.
Well, you know, and I go back to Zach Wilson here because it was almost like they were hell-bent on taking him no matter what. Remember, they were saying, Sal, that he was good in chaos and he was going to be their version of Mahomes. Is the greatness of Mahomes putting more pressure on these teams to find their own version of Mahomes? And is that in turn making these teams worse and putting these QBs in worse situations?
Absolutely. You are correct. That's the exact question to ask. There's no question about it. The back-to-back championships by Mahomes, three Super Bowl titles. But you have a perfect situation there for Patrick Mahomes. One, the league is about optionality. Field Yates said this yesterday on NFL Live, and we said it on our NFL draft show for the NFL matchup show, which you can get on ESPN Plus right now with Greg Cosell and Darius Butler.
Yes.
The league right now is about optionality at the quarterback position. Dual threat quarterbacks. This was the allure of Deshaun Watson. This is why you paid so much for Deshaun Watson to get him there, is because everybody thought he was going to be that guy, right? So you look at this current crop of quarterbacks. Caleb Williams has that, a little bit of it. Jaden Daniels has it a lot. So, I mean, if Washington doesn't take Jaden Daniels, I would fire everyone in the building, frankly, because Jaden Daniels can – he has great deep ball accuracy like Mahomes. He has a short, compact delivery like Mahomes. He makes quick decisions. The ball comes out quickly, and then – if he gets in trouble, one, he doesn't leave the pocket immediately. He senses where he is in the pocket. And then if he has to leave, he's got the best speed of the top five quarterbacks. So I think the guy to get is Jaden Daniels. And if if Washington takes Drake May over Jaden Daniels, the Patriots should run to the top of the draft there and just give the card to Roger Goodell and take Jaden Daniels, because to me, he's the steal of the draft at number two.
Sal Pal with us on the hotline. It seems like we've never had as many quarterback busts. We're not really learning anything more about the QBs. With that said, looks like we could get five of the top, maybe eight players drafted overall could be quarterbacks again. Are we just going to continue to go through this cycle?
Well, you would hope not. Like I said, I'll give you those numbers again. Great question that you just asked. Last year, 2022, 2022, 68 starting quarterbacks in the National Football League, 68 different starting quarterbacks, NFL record. 2023, it was 66 combined, 134 starting quarterbacks. Never happened before in the National Football League. That has to do with the impatience that you just mentioned, injury, clearly, poor play, lack of development. It's all of those things. A carousel at the offensive coordinator's position and the head coaches. And that's why, for four straight years, points scored per game has gone down to where it's the lowest it has been in half a decade.
Well, Sal, let me tell you this. This is why I'm like, well, just because they're going to get Caleb Williams, I don't think they're out of the woods, because it's like, what's going to happen with Eberflus this year if they get off to a rough start and then you have a new coach and a new coordinator? I'm not saying it's going to be Justin Fields all over again, but, you know, they put a lot on him at USC, and a lot of it unfair, and he seemed to crack under that pressure. Like, you're kind of putting him in a bad spot again if you don't commit the entire way forward.
Yeah, you don't know how long Eberflus is going to last. You just don't. But, you know, I think Ryan Poles has a good idea of what he wants to do with the team. And the new president of the team has a good idea of what direction they want to go under the new GM. So there's that. The fact that the Minnesota Vikings literally can't line up and play right now, because who's playing quarterback for them? So you have that. Mm-hmm. They're not going to catch the Packers. Jordan Love is locked in now, and the Packers, they're just not going to catch the Packers for 2, 3, 4 years. It's going to be a while for them to do that. So, and Detroit, they won the NFC Championship game last year. So where are they really? I think going to the team that you guys follow, you know, and I always loved the Cleveland Browns. I love coming there because it's such a great fan base and it's a great city. I don't get there enough. But I think one of the biggest off-season acquisitions of any team was Jameis Winston. Now, Jameis Winston, who I know very well, is a salt-of-the-earth guy. He's a shalom-in-the-home guy. He's a family guy. He's a faith-based guy. He is a guy that's really going to help the entire team. He's a good leader. He has ball skills. He got injured. I realize he had to move on. He was a great pickup. He was a terrific pickup. Him being in Deshaun Watson's ear, if Deshaun Watson can't listen to Jameis Winston, he won't listen to anybody. Because Jameis Winston is a guy that Deshaun Watson should be listening to 100%.
Sal, you bullish on the Browns? They made the Judy acquisition and extension. That was the huge move, along with re-signing Za'Darius Smith.
I am. I am bullish on them. I like what they did. And, you know, it's an arms race in the AFC North. Baltimore is Baltimore because they have Lamar Jackson, but they can't get over the hump because of, you know, they had coaching malfeasance in that AFC championship game, you know, and I don't use that term very often, but it was coaching malfeasance 100%, or else they'd be in the Super Bowl. You know, the Steelers, they're looking for a quarterback. They got two of them now. Let's see what happens. You know, and they're always going to be playing good defense. We know that. They've got talent on the defensive side of the ball that's very, very good. They're tough. And Cincinnati's got Joe Burrow and those offensive weapons. So it's an arms race, and you got to keep up. You definitely have to keep up. There's no question about it. But it all comes down to, you know, is number four going to play up to the potential and the contract and all of that? Can he lead the football team on the field? If he can do that, like he once did, if he's far enough away from his troubles, if he's listening to the coaching he's getting from Stefanski, who's a very good coach, if he's listening to Jameis Winston, who I think will help him, that's what it comes down to. And they have a chance to compete.
The NFL Draft Matchup Show, NFL Matchup Show Draft Special. Greg Cosell, Darius Butler. It's hosted by Sal Palantonio. It's now on Disney Plus. Also airing on ESPN2 on draft day. You also said it's on ESPN Plus, correct?
Yeah, it's on ESPN okay. Plus. I have ESPN Plus. It's not bad.
Me too. It isn't bad whatsoever. All right.
No, it's not bad.
I'm going to make sure I watch that. I want everybody else to watch that. We're looking forward to your coverage here. 30th draft with ESPN, 32nd overall. Sal, you're wonderful. A tremendous amount of respect. Thank you so much for the time.
This is great. You guys are fantastic. I really appreciate the time of being on your show. And please call again. Thank you.
Yes, sir. Thank you. Sal Palantonio on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. In 20, Lima can do a champion's pose and he doesn't even remember. This is how nice I am. I'm going to tell you guys about that here in a second, but I want to tell you right now about It's Always Game Day in Cleveland. Daryl Ryder, he's dangerous. Andy Baskin, he's a hockey guy, but he also loves football. They focus on Deshaun Watson's offseason program. And Cleveland Browns Stadium on the new episode of It's Always Game Day in Cleveland. It's sponsored locally by Smiley One in Bryant, Northeast Ohio's premier heating and cooling solution. You can subscribe now at 923thefan.com or the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. It's fantastic. You're going to absolutely love it. You're right about something, or you got the league. You're not right because I don't think it's responsible. But you got it exactly the way you wanted it 7 years ago. When we first started, and the show was a wreck, and we held on bitterly to everything, your whole thing, we argued about taking quarterbacks. And your whole thing was as many trips to the plate as possible. Like, you had that one argument. You got so nasty with me. You had the one argument where you said you'd take a quarterback basically in every single pick, and you'd let him fight it out. And I got Sal Palantonio.
It is pretty ridiculous. Okay,
but
I
hold on. But no. But this is what it is. This is before.
Hey, everyone. Boomer Esiason here. The NFL draft is behind us, and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
How long has Mahomes been in the league now?
He's been playing since 2018.
So this is before Mahomes. I mean, we had this argument before Mahomes.
Oh, yeah, because it was, well, it was the Mahomes draft when Watson, because Watson and Mahomes were the same draft. That was when he was really hot on it.
You were just early. That's all you were. You were just early. Because now it's as it's a big a crapshoot as ever. Like, we just had Sal Palantoni on, who's tremendous. And you'll be able to hear that interview, 92.3thefan.com. And we mean that sincerely. He is tremendous. Might have called your question the dumbest he's ever heard, but that was fantastic.
Yeah.
But then he said you had a great question after that. So.
Like, Caleb Williams, like, I go, man, they put a world of pressure on him. Like, his defense sucked at USC. His offensive weaponry was not, once they lost Jordan Addison, like, it was not as good as what you'd make it out to be. I mean, this is a guy who was literally bawling in his mom's arms after a 7-5 season. I mean, this is a tremendous amount of pressure. And I'm going, you're going to send him to Chicago. They've traded for good wide receivers. They traded for pass catchers, and they've acquired him. And a lot of people are going, man, he's going to be set up for success. Well, is he? Because that still is a team that still has to build a little bit. And if they have this year on Eberflus where they don't start off well, you're going to put it right back behind the eight ball. And now you remember, we keep overusing the term can't miss, generational, can't miss. Where are we at with Trevor Lawrence, who was can't miss and generational? Is he not now? Are we questioning whether or not to give him the money in Jacksonville? Are they questioning whether or not to give the money in Jacksonville? Absolutely they are. 134 different quarterbacks. You can say what you want to say about college football and how scattershot it is now, and a lot of that's true. But some of this is you can't develop. You don't get time to develop anymore. You don't get time. Like, I still say the best thing that happened to Josh Allen, that month-long injury, his rookie season. And he stood on the sidelines because he started out. There was talent there, but he started out rough. And you remember that, Anthony. He gets hurt that rookie year. He's got about a month off. People are going, well, this is J.P. Losman and all the other guys that you've had before. And now he's taken off, and he's one of the quarterbacks that we have a hope that can take on Mahomes. But now that you have Mahomes, people are trying to force it with all these other guys, and they just, you're not going to be that guy. You can hopefully compete and hopefully beat him. You're not going to be that guy. And so there's going to be plenty of good quarterbacks who never get a chance in hell because they're going to be compared to him. You were right. It's all, everybody is just stepping up and rolling the dice at the crap table.
Well, and they also...
Us included, we're all just stepping up and gambling.
Well, and the 49ers have kind of shown this. I don't know if it's proven this, but they've shown that, all right, if we screw that pickup, but we get everything else right, we can kind of move on from this. Now, some will say they got extremely lucky because the Purdy thing falls into their lap at the end of the draft. But if it wasn't Purdy in that system, would it have been someone else? I mean, I'd be inclined to think so. I do think he's, you know, gotten better and all that. But I wonder, with teams quicker than ever to move on from a quote-unquote mistake, is there a better chance than ever that that mistake still can become something somewhere else? Two choices right off the bat. Can Justin Fields, can he resurrect his career? Is that going to be possible? Zach Wilson would have been the other. I don't think so.
I don't think he can. I think just, he's damaged.
But
I think
they did take a
damaged
flyer. I mean, you understand.
Yeah.
Sean Payton's just taking a flyer.
Yeah. I mean, the quarterback room is maybe the worst in the NFL. But it's exactly. I don't think that's a savior. I think that's a flyer. I totally agree with you. The quarterback room's almost as bad as the New Jersey, save for the 1977 throwbacks that they have out there. I think that right now, like with Pittsburgh, hey, I hate Pittsburgh, obviously. Hey, the Steelers, and I have to hate. I have to respect something I hate. Let's not go crazy here. You got a guy who Arthur Smith is going to run the football. He's going to try to calm down Russell Wilson and Justin Fields. So he's going to have a chance to get something out of this career like Ryan Tannehill did. Being able to run the football, they got two good running backs. Jaden Warren's better. And so they're going to be able to run the football, and it's going to calm things down, and not everything is going to be on Russell. And then not everything is going to be on Justin Fields. It's the best chances you have. But we are looking at guys who, because of the lack of any development, might already be damaged goods. All right, AC, Mr. Cavalier, coming up at 9:20. We got to get back to the Cavs. Big win, 2-0 series now. Seems like the series over. We will talk about people not being able to watch that basketball game, which is very, very rough. However, you had a topic to your head, and I said, what is it? And you said, I don't think you'd like it. Me, what is it? Tone. I don't think it's very fair to you. All right, what is it?
Well, I was looking at the calendar, and look, I'll face it. I mean, as much as I said Cavs in five, and I was feeling really cocky about the Cavs. I also understood that at any point the bottom could fall out, the pressure could be too much, and then, you know, that's the end of the season for the Cavs.
Oh, I know where you're going with this already.
But now up 2-0 in a very commanding way, it certainly looks like the Cavs are rolling on to the next round to take on the Boston Celtics.
I know where you're going with it.
And I went over there and I looked at these sheets that are on the wall.
You bastard. Oh, and I know where you're going with
this. Can you tell people what sheets are on the wall right now? I believe that would be the northern wing of our studio.
Just to my north in my 6 o'clock position.
Yes.
I find the schedule and the timesheets for our whole station.
Oh, wait, I see a menu to
tell
a breakfast
everybody.
Place.
I see everyone's phone number.
I see all the phone numbers. Oh, Jim Donovan's phone number over there. I see passwords.
I see the password.
What and else you got over there, Owen?
And then, of course, it says, well, right now we are April 22nd to April 26th.
Come on.
The King Cartman Show with Anthony Lima. Everyone will be present that day.
I'm just going to tell them if you guys don't
and
get anyone here.
What's April 29th to May 3rd. And it says everyone will be present that day. And then it goes May 6th to May 10th.
Hmm.
Not everyone will be present that day.
My wife picks it. I didn't pick it.
Hold
My
on
wife picks it.
One
she
second.
She has no idea.
I understand that.
She has no idea.
I believe you when you say that. We got in, not even debates, we were in agreement when we had LeBron, and this speaks to something bigger. So maybe, I think most people would be fine with what you did, by the way, but I did want to bring it up. I do remember we did show topics that at the beginning of every LeBron year, we basically had to free up space until June.
Now I get Keith's text where he said, timing is everything.
Ken certainly did not have the faith in the Cavaliers, because there's no way he lets his wife book a trip that would go down in the biggest non-LeBron series since Mark Price and Brad Doherty.
It was LeBron.
I've heard of fans taking a Browns vacation, but never during the playoff runs.
During the playoffs, Kenny's going to take a Cavs vacation, quite literally.
Here we go. It is a cruise.
Go all the way up to the top deck. I see a woman on a unicycle. Now be careful, because those wayward winds.
Oh, Red Panda can handle herself up there on the Lido deck. She was there last night.
Yeah, she was perfection.
As always.
Is she better at her age than LeBron James is at his? 216.
LeBron, what was I supposed to do?
You're taking a Cavs vacation, and they're going to be playing the hated Boston Celtics. This whole town is going to be back on the bandwagon, especially if they sweep the Magic. You've got the number one seed, third ranked in the history of the NBA in terms of offensive output. And Ken's not going
to
be here.
I'm about to give up.
They're doing T-shirt toss.
I feel like Barry Bonds sitting on the picnic table talking to the media when they were coming after him over Balco. You got to me. You brought my family into it. You got me.
Move over, Ahmad. It's time for Captain Phillips to take control.
Watch out for the woman with courtside seats. She's going to be kicking and pushing. It's the courtside seat dance.
To the front of the line for the buffet.
Yeah.
So what do you want to ask people? Am I taking a Cavs vacation?
Well,
is that it?
I want to know, would Ken ever take a vacation in late December, early January?
Ken's trading in his free playoff T-shirt for a life vest.
We take a week off between Christmas and New Year's every year.
And here's the thing. Late May.
Both you and I both do.
So middle May, right? Middle May can be bad weather. But it also, more times than not, has been pretty solid weather. We only get so many good weather months out of the year.
I've heard we only get 45 perfect days.
And May always gets one of them.
Yes.
They're responsible for at least one of them. And Ken's going to miss all of it. Is this a mistake? Is this a faux pas? But I think people are going to side with you, because they're going to say, well, we didn't think the Cavs were going to be that good.
I thought the Cavs would be fine.
Is that why you didn't want to flip the switch?
Because I wasn't going to be here?
Because you knew when it's time for them to go into ass-kicking mode, you'd be gone.
I hope you guys are in the same car.
Are we heading to the cruise?
Coming up next. So what, you want to ask him if I'm taking a Cavs vacation?
I want to know if it's okay. Ken Carmen, voice of the fan.
Ah, jeez.
Is going to be five time zones over.
The reaction is ridiculous. I hate you all. I don't hate the listeners. I don't like what's going on in my studio right now. Our studio. Well, that's going to be used against me.
Yeah, we'll use it that whole week here.
You guys, the marble mouth of Crawford County. I'm going to have to use international minutes to call in. That's going to have to happen.
God.
I'm going to have to call my cell phone provider, my service provider, and get international minutes somehow so I can call in and do updates.
Now, in a cruel twist of fate here, what if you're able to somehow stream the Cavs games in international waters, but we can't get them in Parma?
That would be terrible. That would be terrible. Are we going to get, we got to get an answer about this sometime.
We're working on
next.
It.
All right.
We are working on it.
We got to get an answer.
There's nobody happy about the fact that the Cavs game was blacked out for a bunch of people yesterday. And part of it was, normally we do a pretty good job, all of us in town, and we have the responsibility too. But I think the team has the responsibility. Bally's would have the responsibility. We normally do a pretty good job of informing the listeners and the fans of Cleveland teams, like, hey, here's where your team is going to be available. I dropped the ball. I'm always on that.
No, we said it was on NBA TV, but we assumed it was going to be on.
I didn't know that was going to be blacked out.
That's not dropping the ball. I think everybody was caught off guard about that. I assumed, you know, you bring up YouTube TV. Guys, it's a playoff game. I didn't think about it for a second. And now everybody in this room does have cable. And so maybe you just kind of, quote unquote, take it for granted. I don't know. I can't ask people. I don't know what my cable bill is. I'm sure I'd find it obscene. I told like any number. I called Liz over having to shop for $100 at Target. So I'm
Give
sure whatever
your
it is
going to be obscene. Number and I'll tell you if you're close.
Anything over 200.
It's probably
in that neighborhood.
A smidge,
I think anywhere around 200 is going to be obscene.
That's
and I can
with your, I'm sure your internet's
yep,
all tied
can,
in and
I
all that.
I guarantee I find it obscene. I guarantee it. Because I paid $50 a month back in the day for all of it when I was in college. Right. And then my roommate put the boots to me, and I had to go down there and pay it because he went on baseball trips, and he wasn't able to pay it. And then I ended up getting froze out of my own account. That was wonderful. Thanks a lot, Brett. Ass. Either way, we're still friends to this day. He was the best man at my wedding. I don't care. But pay your debts, Brett, especially when you're upset, when you're responsible for other people. But this was a ball dropped because I had no idea with YouTube TV that you don't I didn't know it didn't come with Bally's. And then on the other side of it, I didn't know you wouldn't be able to watch on NBA TV. I mean, this is that is an out-and-out mess. And for the app to not work, like, hey man, I ain't going to throw a bunch of rocks here. I know that I like our app. I like where our app has gone. I know that there have been some things that they've had to work out on the app at the very beginning of that. I'm not going to act stupid and act like I didn't have to figure some things out with some fans. Thankfully, they stuck with us a couple of years ago. But I also, you had to know it's a playoff game. You have to know that there's going to be an influx of people getting in on a playoff game. It's professional sports. Well, it's the last bastion of live TV. Where are the new sitcoms? It's nothing but game shows anymore. Where's all the new stuff? There's nothing anymore. The last bastion of live TV is news and sports. That's it. That's all there is. And if you can't provide the sports, you're going to cut off your own fan base. If you're not football, you're going to cut off your own knees. You can't do this. And that's not a Cavs thing. That's an NBA thing. That's a Major League Baseball thing. That's an NHL thing. And I know they all do it to protect their number. I have a NASCAR fan. They start that thing at 3:30. And they do it to protect their rating because they want to make sure that they have the guaranteed people coming in. But you're not going to be able to grow it. And then some people, I'm eventually going to age out of that stuff. And maybe not, I won't, but a guy my age will. And he won't care. And then you don't get a chance to grab the new fan as you go. Or even worse, they're just watching YouTube highlights of other players in other cities. And that affects everywhere. That affects Milwaukee. That affects Atlanta. That affects Cleveland. That affects Charlotte. That affects everywhere. Not just here.
And Kenny, the reality is, like the NFL, I know there was a lot of blowback when the old president of ESPN, John Skipper, said over the last few years, yeah, I could see the NFL going pay-per-view for the Super Bowl. What do we know about the Super Bowl and the NFL and pay-per-view? It probably would work. They'd probably be fine with it.
I really don't know. Sean McManus
there might
was
be
on.
A dip. There might be a dip, right? But it's going to make a ton of money, and most people will still watch it. So they could get away with it. I do not think the NBA or Major League Baseball could get away with any of that stuff.
No chance. I really do think it would be like playoff games. They had a 71% retention rate with that Kansas City-Miami game. So it does make me think
Peacock?
That, yes, it does make me think, thank
I'm
you,
one of them.
That like Paramount Plus, who is owned by CBS, is going to eventually get involved in this. Like, I'm not being stupid, and I think that even the big companies that do cable, which also do internet, hint, hint, know that things are changing. Life's changing. I mean, DirecTV has no satellites. You can get it without a satellite anymore. I saw that ad just the other day. We know the times are a-changing, and we know where all this is going. But you still need to provide a service that's easy to use and feels like people aren't getting the boots put to them. Like, again, where cable is still, for me, it's like, hey, I don't need, like, we used to brag when we were kids about 1,000 different channels. Obviously, we ain't watching 1,000 different channels. But it's the convenience. It feels free. It's there. So I'm not like, well, 20 a month and it's not working here, and 20 a month and it's not working there, 100 a year and it's not working. Like, you don't ever want to feel like you're getting the boots put to you. And especially in critical moments where it's a playoff game. People want to watch a playoff game. So I get that people will go for certain things. But I think that if it's a Super Bowl, I still think they want as many eyes on it as they possibly can. But if it comes to certain issues, I know that they want to draw people to those streaming platforms. And they probably can and probably will. But in general interest, World Series, NBA Finals, Stanley Cup Final, I mean, I told you, man, like, the Cavs left such a bad taste in my mouth last year, it was a struggle for me to watch the NBA Finals. And it's my job. It was a struggle for me to do it. You know, I think there may be a lot of people who don't do this for a living, where we are just a sideshow to their real problems in real life. They don't need to go find it. Mm-mm. I got other things I can deal with. I got other things I can watch and be entertained by. 216-474-0092. AC going to join us 920. I'm picking the Guardians over the Boston Red Sox today for a very specific reason. That coming up at 940, right before Mitch, please. Coming up next, is this series over? Tone and I say yes. Are we tough talking or are we being honest? And speaking of sitting courtside, wouldn't believe who was sitting with each other at the end of the game last night. Ken Carmen, Anthony Lima, take us with you to work in the free Odyssey app.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.